Chapter 16 has a special position in the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, it has a unique position in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in Gita Mahatmya that the first five chapters are his five heads. The next 10 chapters are his 10 arms. And chapter 16 is his belly. And 17, 18 are his 2 feet. So this is the only chapter that's one. So belly, I think that's because he digests the demons. Because the chapter is called The Divine and Demoniac Natures. And we have first description of the divine qualities. In the first three verses, very beautiful verses, we have 26 qualities of the divine nature. Let us chant these verses. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Abhayam Satasam Sudhir Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti Danam Damascha Yagyascha Svadhyayas Japa Arjavam Ahimsa Satyama Krodas Tyaga Santir Apaisunam Daya Bhuteshvalo Luptvam Mardavam Hriracapalam Tejakshama Dhritik Shaucham Adruhonati Manida Bhavanti Sampadam Daivim Abhijatasya Bharata. So, because this is a long list, so maybe we can go in a circle and we can read one by one, and maybe one loud and one soft. So we can start just in the line and go around the room reading each of us only one quality, loud and soft. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness,
purification of one's existence,
cultivation of spiritual knowledge,
charity,
performance of sacrifice. I cannot see which was loud, which was soft. This is all loud, yes. So now you're all doing soft.
So, alternative.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, can we repeat?
Okay, let's do it again. Fearlessness.
Purification of one's existence.
Cultivation of spiritual knowledge.
Charity.
Self-control.
Performance of sacrifice. Study of the Vedas. Simplicity.
Non-violence.
Truthfulness.
Freedom from anger.
Renunciation.
Tranquility.
Was it loud or was it soft?
You should be loud. You should be loud.
Loud?
Yes.
Compassion.
Like in a political gathering. Not convincing.
The voter says no.
Like your
compassion for all living entities.
Yeah, that's good.
Freedom from
covetousness.
Gentleness.
Modesty.
This was what?
Modesty.
Steady determination.
Vigor.
Fortitude.
You should say
fortitude.
Fortitude. Yeah. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. So we have three qualities for sannyasis, three qualities for grihasthas, one for brahmacharis, one for vanaprasthas. Then we have 12 qualities for brahmanas, 3 for kshatriyas, 2 for vaishyas, and 1 for shudras. So this described by Baldevidya Bhushan in other acharyas. Srila Prabhupada says at the end something very important. This is the last paragraph of the purport. It's a large purport. Srila Prabhupada says, all these 26 qualifications mentioned are transcendental qualities. They are qualities of the soul, of spirit. Yeah? Transcendental, not material. And then he says, they should be cultivated. How do you cultivate a transcendental quality? According to different statuses of social and occupational order. So that means, even though they are all transcendental, they are all for everybody, all of them should belong to every soul, they are natural for every soul, still there is an emphasis for each varna and each ashrama because of the tasks of each varna and ashrama, and also because of the weaknesses of each varna and ashrama. So there should be emphasis, specific emphasis put on some of these in the order. And then the purport is that even though material conditions are miserable, so even though they are miserable, Prabhupada says, okay, they are miserable, yes? But even though they are miserable, if these qualities are developed by practice, by all classes of men, so all 26, by all classes of men, then gradually it is possible to rise to the highest platform of transcendental realization. So this is an amazing paragraph. Always when Prabhupada speaks about qualities, he says that no separate endeavor, also here, they are transcendental, yes, but you develop. And a very important point, you develop by how?
Practice.
By practice. Yeah? So you are what you do. Yeah, it's the very common mistake that we think qualities, they either are or not there, and if they come, then they just fall from the sky. You know? They just happen, they come. They must just appear. But in all spiritual traditions, also Aristotle was saying that virtue or excellence is not a quality, but this is a repeated behavior. This is what you do. Yeah? So if you act humble, then you're humble. If you act kind, if you practice kindness, then you're kind. Right? Otherwise, what is the meaning? If I am cruel, but I'm in the heart, I'm very kind. Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know. It's like Al Capone. Yes, he was saying, "I'm a very kind person." You know, he said this actually. Yes, in my heart, I'm very kind. Well, okay.
Not so funny.
I was just misunderstood.
Yes, I was just misunderstood. So, yeah, soul, of course, has all these good qualities. And indeed, we base all these practices on surrender. So we remove all the bad qualities are based on the false ego of the controller, enjoyer, and number one. So I'm trying to be number one. Yeah, approval, trying to get approval. So all the bad qualities are based on these three main weaknesses or desires. So indeed, this is why we have to surrender. And if you surrender, if you fully surrender, then automatically, yes, automatically all these qualities can blossom. However, how does surrender look like? It looks, you know, if I surrender my control and enjoyership, then it means I practice kindness. Otherwise, what's the meaning? Tolerance, you know, non-violence. Truthfulness, not being angry. Yeah? If I don't want to control and enjoy, then why would I be angry? And if I am angry, this is exactly the moment for me to remember, oh, this is the time for me to practice tolerance, yeah? And remove the basis of these bad qualities.
They are like the warnings. Do you ever become angry? Or greed, not greedy, or being soft, or being energetic, vigor, yeah, teja, determination. So these are, yeah, so we have three qualities for sannyasis mentioned first. What are the three qualities for sannyasis?
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness.
Purification
of existence through cultivation of knowledge, transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada is writing. Where is it? For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness, because a sannyasi has to be alone without any support or guarantee of support. He has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one thinks, after I leave my connections, who will protect me? He should not accept the renounced order of life. So when I read it, I always remember my attempt at going to the forest. You know, I was trying to become a Buddhist monk before I got the Bhagavad Gita, before I read about Krishna consciousness. I was trying to become a Buddhist monk, but it was there was a lot of bureaucracy to actually enter the monastery. So then I decided, okay, I will just go to the forest. I'll be a sannyasi. I'll live in the forest. Just, you know, sounds like a next decision, you know. So monastery and forest, not much difference, yes. And I thought I will live in a forest and I will read the sutras, and this way I will achieve nirvana. I will achieve transcendental consciousness. And I remember. Then I decided this, and then I was walking into the forest, and I remember I was gripped by fear. Complete fear. You know, so every step was like into the abyss, like falling, you know, into the... I was walking and I was thinking, I'm going into the forest and there is nobody except the crazy bear. Monks told me there is a crazy bear there. He actually came in the night. And it's not that I was afraid of the bear. Bear was actually the least fear. I just shouted at the bear. The bear said, and went away, you know. It's, you know, but the psychological fear, you know, that you are cut off, you're alone, you know, the forest, you know, you're entering deeper and deeper, and the forest, you know, engulfs you, and the mountains, and there's nobody, only you, and it's like a very fearful emptiness. So whenever I read it, yes, indeed, this is the first requirement. You have some similar experience?
Maybe the joke is, it's not other people, not much concurrenza for enjoying and controlling.
Not much to enjoy either, but, or to control. No. Yeah. Well, the bear came. Bear. Yeah, and once one hunter was passing nearby.
How long did you stay?
Not so long. Because it was winter, and so, yes. So first thing is fearlessness, dependence on the Lord, being fully dependent on the Lord. And then purification of one's existence. So that means, how do we purify our existence? So externally, there are simple things like taking bath. But internally, Prabhupada says, how do we purify ourselves?
Chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by deciding again and again, I'm not the controller, I'm not the enjoyer. Again and again. And Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, so developing knowledge. Srila Prabhupada says, Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti. So this is for, sannyas is meant to, for distributing knowledge. So sannyasi is supposed to beg and be humble. So humility is important for a sannyasi. Out of sheer humility, the sannyasi goes from door to door, not exactly for the purpose of begging, but to see the householders and awaken them to Krishna consciousness. This is the duty of a sannyasi. So to distribute knowledge. This is also what Bhaktisiddhanta ji told his sannyasis whom he sent to England. You can read. Today we have Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day. So when he was sending them, he told them that your first important task is to be humble. Even though he was sending them to preach the glorious message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a position, you know, if you are preaching or teaching or giving knowledge, it's like, you know, the position from above. But he says, you cannot do this unless you're humble. So again, the same thing. You do, but without the pride or without the false ego. So this is the duty of a sannyasi. If he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding. And if one is not so advanced, he should not accept the renounced order of life. But even if one has accepted already, not too late, the renounced order of life without sufficient knowledge, he should engage himself fully in hearing from a bona fide spiritual master to cultivate knowledge. So these are the three qualities for sannyasis. Next three are for the grihastas. So danam, damas, chayagyascha. So giving charity, controlling the senses, and doing the sacrifices. Again, these are the three that are going to be difficult for a householder. Sometimes a householder thinks that how can I give anything? I have to support my family. Yes. How can I control my senses? You know, I have the spouse, a beautiful spouse, so, you know, and sacrifice. You know, come on, I'm already, just my work is sacrifice, just raising the kids is a sacrifice. You know, what else do you want from me? So a householder will be opposed, or he will think, yes, I will do charity after I earn $30 billion, and I will. I don't have enough for me. But you know, as we know, tomorrow never comes. Mañana, yeah, mañana is like a joke, you know. Tomorrow, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is very convenient. It's unlimited. Today is very limited. How much can you do today? Very limited. But tomorrow, everything. Yes. And what's even more convenient, that tomorrow, again tomorrow will be there. Tomorrow always moves. Tomorrow always moves one day forward. Very convenient. Yeah. So even materialists like this Kiyosaki, who wrote this Rich Dad Poor Dad, he says once Radha Govinda gave me something, I looked one short lecture or seminar by this Kiyosaki, I think he is, and he says that if you want to be rich, start doing charity now. Don't wait till you become rich. If you want to get money from the universe, you have to give money to others. So what you give, that you get. What goes around, comes around. So if you wait till tomorrow, then your wealth will also be always tomorrow. But if you act now as the generous person, then you deserve. You start deserving. Right? Then you actually you develop the mentality of a rich person. You know how? Doesn't mean you give everything you have. You give what you, according to your situation. Everybody can give something. You know. At least we can give good words and a smile. Or something. Everybody knows his limits. Like, I remember, I'm still ashamed of the first visit to India. We were trained that Indians are always asking for donations in the temples, and so you should, you know, change into smallest coins and then give smallest. I'm still feeling ashamed of this, because this is, it's ridiculous. Because I spend so much money on the ticket. And I spend, how much money do I spend for my food? You know, even like, for example, now, just to get one lunch, it's 100 rupees, 150 rupees, right? And in the temple, so this is just one lunch, one day. But if in the temple I give 100 rupees, then, oh, this is so much. But for myself, for lunch, 150 rupees is nothing. It's just, you know, one pizza. That's it. So, it has to be honest and commensurate, corresponding. Okay, and then sense control, this is also, Prabhupada speaks about sex life. He says, what does he say? He says something funny about sex life somewhere, that it also has, that it has its use and purpose, but it has to be controlled, regulated, and yagya. All right. So sacrifice. Then brahmacharya, it's svadhyaya or studying. So we study, and what is added is svadhyaya includes chanting mantras. Then for vanaprastha is its austerity. Being austere. Actually, vanaprastha is the most austere of all the ashramas. More austere than sannyas, because he has to break the attachment that he had. And I see, actually, in Vrindavan, I see some vanaprasthas. I see we have Brajananda from Croatia, and you can see it's very cold, and he is usually dressed least of all. There's another one, Ekanath from Russia. He used to be actually a very rich person. He had some factory and this and that. And he's always barefoot and just a chador in winter, middle of winter, all the time. You know, I'm two sweaters and, you know, polar jacket. and he's just fresh, you know, in chador. And so I can see, yeah, they are practicing tapasya happily.
Voluntarily. Voluntarily.
Yes, voluntarily and happily. That's important. Because I can do voluntarily, but so they are doing this happily, really happily, for happiness. And then we have 12 beautiful qualities of the brahmanas. Honesty, ahimsa, so non-violence, truthfulness. Then akrodha, Prabhupada says, means to check anger. So not that anger should never arise. It means that you can check anger. And even if there is provocation, one should be tolerant. For once one becomes angry, his whole body becomes polluted. If you allow it, then so many problems can be. Yeah. Okay, tyaga. So this is, and then peace. Apaishanam. This is one of my favorites, apaishanam. It's freedom from desire to criticize. Aversion to fault finding. So not having inclination to find faults. Somehow this is very attractive to me. Probably somewhere in my unconscious I have so much desire to criticize that this is why I always criticize criticizing. Then daya bhuteshu, mercy. Aluluptvam, freedom from greed. Mardavam, softness, being soft. And modesty, hri. So this is for brahmanas, 12 qualities mentioned for brahmanas. Then we have 3 qualities mentioned for kshatriyas. Achapalam, not wavering, being very steady. Teja, power. That means, Balaji Bhushan explains, effort. No, he says, yeah, teja, never defeated by those who are weaker or inferior. So he's exerting. And dhriti, determination. Balaji Bhushan says this is effort to keep the body energetic. And the body becomes energetic once you spend some energy. If one sits, the energy becomes less and less. If you start moving, you start getting energy. Again, the same principle, you know. Use it or lose it. If you use it. Same with brain, same with everything. And for Vaishyas, we have 2. Cleanliness and non-enviousness or non-violence. Adroha, not, how is it translated? Freedom from envy, okay. Adroha. So cleanliness, because for Vaishyas it's very important. Otherwise we have what we have today, you know. People are poisoned by food which is just mixed in synthetic things. It's very hard to get milk, real milk. It's very hard to get real butter. They say butter, but officially, even in European Union, officially you can write butter if there is, I forgot what's the specification, 75 or 50%, in some countries 25%. If there is up to 25%, you can write pure cow butter. But this refers only to 25%. And they put, like once devotees were buying some New Zealand has excellent cows, so many cows. Devotees were buying New Zealand ghee and wholesale for the temple. And then the guy one time he said, I thought you guys are vegetarians. I said, yes, but we take cow milk and cow butter. He says, well, do you know that half of this ghee, this butter, is whale fat? And it's never mentioned nowhere. It's not mentioned anywhere. And yeah, so, you know, Vaishyas, they can do so many dirty things. So much dirt can be there. So it's very important for them to be clean. And non-violent, non-envious. And for Shudras, amazingly enough, one quality is mentioned. Prabhupada says, Natimanita, not expecting honor, applies to the Shudras, the worker class, which I consider, according to Vedic injunctions, to be the lowest of the 4 classes. So for them, the recommendation is not to be proud. They should not be puffed up with unnecessary prestige or honor and should remain in their own status. It is the duty of the Shudras to offer respect to the higher class for the upkeep of the social order. So you can see some kind of compensation. One feels unsure and therefore one tries to be more prestigious than one actually can. So for Shudras, you can see especially this is a strong urge. It's, for example, it's very rare to find any artist who will not sign their painting. They cannot avoid signing their you know, it's intolerable to them to not at least put their name on the painting. So because it's their strong need. They are feeling that they are at the bottom, so therefore they need to prove that they are worthy. They have some pride. So therefore the recommendation is here to be humble. So very interesting list, very nice qualities. Do you notice which most important quality is not mentioned? Humility is nati manita.
Avoid devotion.
Yes, avoid devotion. And our newly converted Mayavadi Madhusudan Saraswati says that bhakti is not mentioned because bhakti is millions times better than all of these qualities taken together. It's so much higher that it's not even doesn't even deserve to be put in the same list. It's the basis. And then he says, without bhakti, none of these can be there. No purity, no quality can appear without bhakti. So the Sudan Saraswati is glorifying bhakti here. Like this. So, this chapter, these chapters give us some practical qualities by which we can see how are we moving. Some commentators say that the previous chapters, 13 through 15, were describing metaphysics, and these three chapters describe the praxis, how to practice. That was the knowledge of the general principles, and here we have the guidelines for action. And also Sridhar Swami says that this chapter answers who can understand and who cannot understand these truths. Because Krishna, in the 20th verse, says that one who understands this is perfect. He's perfect, so he's in relationship with me. So who understands these people who practice these 26 qualities? Who does not understand? So that's the next part, the demoniac qualities described in the next verses. So, can you please look at these 26 qualities and choose one quality that attracts you most? One quality that you have to some extent. And one quality that seems to you to be the least required or least attractive. So three qualities. One quality that is most attractive, one quality that you have to some extent, and one quality that is least attractive and least required. One quality you like most, and one quality you have to some extent, and one quality you hate or like least. Or the most difficult. They can also overlap in some ways, but you have them? And one more quality that you need most, you need to focus now. Can you please share with each other? Just tell them which. Please collect a list of three devotees in the community that have this quality that you need first, that you want to develop. So, three examples from the community. And please, you can send them to me by email, or you can send them, even better, to some friend by email. Yes, you can, either here in the class or somebody from outside the class, you can say we have the assignment to find someone in the community who has, to some extent, this quality. Mm? So collect these three. And throughout the week, please collect seven times you practiced and write them down. Yes? So write down seven times you practiced.
You practiced
this quality that you need. Okay? So like for me, non-violence or mercy, I would have to collect seven times I was practicing this quality one way or another. That means I should also do this, right? Find some practices. Like I could pray for somebody, I could write a letter, call a friend whom I didn't talk to in a long time or something. You know, something to help others. Okay, so this is it till next Saturday. And of course, as we chant, so as you chant, please chant with that quality. So next time you chant japa, next time you see japa or you see the number of the beads in the, how many are left for you to chant, then you can remember, okay, I have to do this in with such a mood, with the mood of determination or with the mood of, what was yours?
Determination.
And yours? What? Self-control, yes. Or peaceful mind and so forth. Yeah? So in this mood. At least remembering this. So in your mood, let's chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances.